Nothing on Earth converts sunlight to energy more efficiently than plants, even tiny plants. There are now numerous experimental efforts underway to harness that capability in ways that can decrease human reliance on fossil fuels, including one here in Sonoma County. Reporter Kylie Mendoza got a guided tour of that project recently and filed this report.
There's a quote that I love from Buckminster Fuller, who says that every pollutant is just a nutrient in the wrong place.
That's Caden Hare from Santa Rosa's wastewater treatment plant.
And that's what we try to do here. We try to find the right place for the pollutants in various waste streams.
A lot of water moves to the facility every day.
We treat 20 million gallons a day on average. We go all the way through tertiary treatment. We use UV disinfection. So the water that comes out of this place is pretty darn clean.
The newest process they're using to clean that water doesn't rely on advanced technology or complicated engineering. It uses millions of single-celled plants, or algae, as part of a project called FAB, for fuel from aquatic biomass.
We use sunlight and wastewater effluent to grow native aquatic vegetation. Then we take that aquatic biomass and we create bioenergy in anaerobic digesters.
It turns out that many plants thrive in the wastewater.
We've got six channels. They look like green rectangles because we grow things in the wastewater. We've got duckweed growing, which are small little green circles. We've got hydrocotyl growing in the bottom two channels. And we've got algae growing in and among the duckweed and the hydrocotyl. And we just take all this and we mix it all together and we put it into these digesters. Large inverted cones, they're each 1,500 gallons. And, well, that's where the action happens.
In the digesters, biomass is separated into digestate that will become soil, and into usable energy in the form of a gas.
When the gas is coming out of the digesters, it goes through this elaborate network of pipes. Then it goes through these compressors. They look rather fancy. There's a big circular varic device. It's a kind of a pressure regulator, and then it gets some dewatering in this metal spiral. And then it goes into this biogas tank, which we repurposed an old propane tank to store compressed biogas.
This biogas is similar to natural gas used in homes. For this project, however, the gas will move to a generator that will in turn power an electric car.
That's the generator running on 100% biogas off of the biomass that we put into the digesters. So, got electricity.
Project manager Del Tredenick said this technology could one day be used to offset fossil fuel energy use on a much larger scale.
We're looking to increase our digestion stage to make more energy, and the FAB project will be sort of a safe haven to test projects and products and waste streams before we introduce it into the larger municipal system.
The FAB project is a collaboration between Sonoma State University and the city of Santa Rosa. It's already won several awards for sustainability and innovation. And Hare says there's still a lot of room for the project to grow.
We have all of this excess biomass, but there's a lot of energy embodied in that. If we can look at that as a resource, it could go a long ways towards making our lifestyle more sustainable.
I'm Kylie Mendoza for KRCB's North Bay Report.